Track 7. Popular Moor Ranger retires after 35 years. A well-known Dartmoor Ranger has retired after 35 years working for the National Park. Bill Allen began his career with Dartmoor National Park as a trainee ranger in December of 1988. Since then, he has led numerous conservation projects and inspired hundreds of volunteers. He retired last Friday, May the 31st. I love sharing experience and knowledge with people of all ages, and to learn as much from them is always a joy, Bill commented. Bill has been involved with the Children's Ranger Ralph Club since it started in 2000, and more recently he has led the Second Sunday Volunteer Group, which has focused on improving access around Hator. I am ever grateful for the continued work carried out by volunteers and voluntary wardens, and am particularly proud of the improvements we've made around and beyond Hator, said Bill. Work's been done with lots of enthusiasm, and it has enabled people with mobility challenges to enjoy this unique location. Bill has particularly enjoyed the practical side of the job. Building a bridge, stile or gate, either on your own or with a colleague or volunteer, is very satisfying, he notes. To know that it will give years of service to so many people is rewarding. Bill plans to spend his retirement working on projects at home and in the garden, and to relax by drinking coffee by the sea. I will miss my colleagues, Bill admitted. Although we work alone for much of the time, it's always good to know there is someone to ask for advice, share knowledge, give a hand with a heavier practical task, or just to catch up with if you've had a difficult encounter, he said. I feel blessed to have worked alongside them for so long. As well as his colleagues, Bill paid tribute to all the people he's met throughout his career at Dartmoor National Park. Thank you to all the amazing people that I've met along the way, whether that's first-time visitors or those lucky enough to call it home. I hope people do everything possible to keep it the special and unique place that it is.
A hoofing effort to rescue Max the Mare. An elderly mare had to be rescued by firefighters after becoming trapped in a ditch. The mare, known as Mouse, managed to get herself stuck in a ditch, trapped on her side surrounded by thick bushes and trees. The crew from Bovey Tracy Fire Station, alongside veterinarians from Moorline Veteran Group, were called in to rescue Mouse on Wednesday the 29th of May. Having assessed the scene, firefighters set about cutting away vegetation and removing a barbed wire fence from an adjacent field. Mouse was sedated by the attending veterinarians while the crew waited for the arrival of the specialist rescue team from Camel's Head Fire Station. Upon the team's arrival, a plan was put together where it was decided to use special sheets and lines which would manoeuvre Mouse gently from the neighbouring pasture. We are delighted to hear that Mouse is up and about and on the road to recovery, a spokesman for Bovey Tracy Fire Station said.
The new government will be asked to approve 16 Devon projects. The general election may have put Devon and Torbay's devolution deal on hold, along with £16 million worth of funding to get the initiative underway. But the new leader of Devon County Council said 16 projects will be shown to the new minister on day one of the new government. The projects focus on housing, climate change, boosting the economy and support to get care leavers into work need government approval. Conservative Council leader James McInnes said they need to get cracking as the money must be spent by March 2025. He said, "We've come up with 16 really good, unanimously agreed projects. We have to deal with this hiccup, which is a general election. So everything's on hold until then. But civil servants have said that we've moved along sufficiently that these projects will be put under the nose of the new minister once they get appointed." Councillor McInnes, who recently took over as leader, says the £16 million has been decoupled from the Devon and Torbay devolution deal, so it doesn't depend upon that going ahead. He's confident whatever government comes into power after the general election will support devolution. Devon County Council and Torbay Councils will lead devolution in Devon and be known as a Combined County Authority, or CCA, with district councils represented by two members on a governing body and through a partnership called Team Devon. Despite fears that the role of district councils will be small, Councillor McInnes thinks otherwise and is determined that all areas of the county will be better off under the new combined authority. He said, central government doesn't recognise district councils. They keep talking about unitary authorities and county councils, but I think district councils are really important. They are already the housing authorities and we want to enhance that. But we know that there are some district councils that are better at talking to Homes England, the government's housing agency, and getting money out of them to support housing in their areas than others are. About £4 million is being handed back every year to the government from Homes England, and we think we could work far more effectively together to see that all that money is spent in Devon. We just need the government to press the button and give us the money.
Lease for cafe on the market. A popular cafe in Newton Abbot is up for sale. The leasehold for Lemon Jelly has been put on the market with offers to be made in the region of £140,000. Popular for its all-day breakfasts, the cafe can be accessed via both Queen Street and Albany Street and offers a range of seating with sofas and dining tables in a boho Parisian style. The sale is being handled by Bettsworth, an independent family-owned business dating back to 1943.
Crafters Knit. Crafters from Tynmouth are preparing to get their knit off in public as part of the world's largest knitting event this Saturday, June the 8th. Tynmouth Stitch in Time Group is celebrating Worldwide Knit in Public Day with a crafternoon at St Michael's Church on Tynmouth Seafront. Worldwide Knit Day was started nearly 20 years ago as a way for knitters who generally craft in isolation to come together and enjoy each other's company. Knitters and anyone who makes crafts or designs are invited to bring along their projects to the event, which runs from 12 noon till 4 p.m.